Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 19th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Trends, variation, and predictors of coronary angiography in potential cardiac organ donors. Invasive coronary angiography for screening coronary artery disease in younger potential heart donors is discretionary, leading to variation in practice. This study characterized the patterns and influencing factors of invasive coronary angiography use in brain-dead potential heart donors in the United States between 2018 and 2023. The findings clarified existing variability in screening practices for coronary artery disease in this vital population. These insights are essential for establishing standardized protocols and improving the selection process for donor hearts in transplantation. Article number 2. Pregnancy outcomes in women with cardiovascular disease, a retrospective cohort study from Kaiser Permanente, Northern California. Cardiovascular disease accounts for 26.5% of pregnancy-related deaths, highlighting its significant impact on maternal mortality. This retrospective cohort study characterized maternal, obstetric, and fetal outcomes among pregnant women with pre-existing cardiovascular disease. The study included patients with conditions such as moderate or greater valvular heart disease, cardiomyopathy, and congenital heart disease. These findings are crucial for optimizing management and improving safety for high-risk pregnant individuals. Article number 3. Real-world suitability of patients for transcatheter tricuspid valve replacement. Transcatheter tricuspid valve replacement demonstrates therapeutic promise for severe tricuspid regurgitation, yet many patients face ineligibility due to anatomic limitations. This study identified patients referred for transcatheter tricuspid valve intervention who were subsequently deemed ineligible for transcatheter tricuspid valve replacement. Analyzing 251 patients, this study clarified the real-world challenges of patient selection and the implications for those unable to undergo replacement due to anatomical barriers. These findings underscore the practical applicability and patient suitability for advanced tricuspid valve therapies. Article number 4. Impact of comprehensive STEMI protocol on process metrics and clinical outcomes in STEMI patients with non-system delay. A 4-step comprehensive ST elevation myocardial infarction protocol improved process metrics and clinical outcomes for ST elevation myocardial infarction patients experiencing non-system delays. The observational cohort analysis demonstrated benefits in patients with factors like difficult vascular access, which commonly cause delays to primary percutaneous coronary intervention. This protocol enhances the management of high-risk ST elevation myocardial infarction patients who often face suboptimal outcomes due to inherent logistical challenges. Article number 5. Study design of the Acarishus cardiac examination. ACE 4 study. Pragmatic randomized controlled trial. Assessing the effect of early biomarker measurements and structured feedback in unselected patients hospitalized with tachypnea. The Acarishus cardiac examination 4 study is a pragmatic randomized controlled trial designed to evaluate the effect of early biomarker measurements and structured feedback in patients hospitalized with tachypnea. This trial investigates whether early N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide and cardiac troponin T measurements, coupled with structured electronic health record feedback, improve diagnostic accuracy and risk stratification in the emergency department. The study design targets the diagnostic challenges of acute tachypnea, aiming to optimize biomarker utilization for cardiovascular disease patients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.